The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota head coach Don Lucia. The Gophers are the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will visit Penn State in a quarterfinal series this weekend. Coach, good morning. If you'd like to start with an opening comment, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. First, I'd like to give thanks to the Big Ten and Big Ten Network and Fox Sports North and our Gopher staff for helping get our games on TV. I know how important that is to our fans, and since we're not at home, they're going to get an opportunity to see us play on TV. So, again, thanks for that. Looking forward to the rematch. I think going back to last weekend that we did not play very well on Friday. I thought Penn State was really good, maybe as good as I've seen anybody play against us all season long. I thought Saturday we came back and played much, much better, even though the score wasn't the way we wanted it. We played the right way. Obviously, we're going to have to do some things better. It's an easier, obviously, prep week this week because you're back playing the exact same team. So we're going to have to, you know, make a few changes. We're going to have to be a little bit smarter with the puck. Our retrieval game is going to have to be better. But, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge of going back and, you know, try to win on the road.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
In order to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from the line of Dan Kelly with the Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach, look forward to covering the games this weekend, and just having watched them last weekend and identifying the speed from Penn State that they can bring on the forecheck, what's the message to your defensemen for those puck retrievals?
Well, I mean, our forwards have to do a better job of get, you know, holding some people up, but we're going to have better first touches. There's no doubt that, you know, Penn State's a really deep team, and I think that's one of the things that can separate them from a lot of people. I mean, they're, you know, they've got a lot of scoring from all four lines, so it's not a situation where you got to worry about two lines. All four can do that, and we need to do a better job off the first touch. We need to do a better job of our box outs, and then do a better job of coming up the ice and managing the puck and not shortening the rink for them.
Your next question is from the line of Mike Marielli with NHL.com.
Hey, Don, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Hey, Don, I was hoping I could get your input on a topic I'm writing about. You know, so many college hockey players are having an impact as NHL rookies this year. You look at Keller and Besser, Hine and Connor, Kerfoot, Butcher, McAvoy. How impressive is that to you? And two, what do you feel is the reason for that?
Well, I think it's a combination. I mean, everybody's a little bit different case, but obviously those are elite players. Some of those were pretty high first-round draft picks. I think that going into good situations where you're going to get an opportunity to play and prove yourself, and it could be, you know, a Butcher who stayed all 4 years. He needed that time in college to develop. You know, Hobie Baker winner walked right into New Jersey and has played. You know, or it could be Clayton Keller with his development at a young age through the U.S. National Team Development Program, and obviously was ready at 19. But the one thing nice about college is that, you know, some kids may be ready at 19 or 20, but other kids may be ready at 22 or 23. And I think with the college, it gives you time to develop your game physically, mentally, and when you're ready to play, then you can move on. But not everybody's on the same path, and that I think is one of the great things about college is that there is time, and you can develop your body, you can develop your game when you're older as well.
Thanks, Don. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
As a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And your next question is from the line of Fred Plesch with Big Ten Network.
Hey, good morning, Don. Can you discuss your goaltending and the two guys heading into the weekend and how it's been and just kind of your general thoughts on it?
You know what? You know, the goaltending hasn't been our issue this year. Our biggest issue has been the offensive side and scoring on a consistent basis, but you know, we have both available and ready. You know, last year we went and won a couple games there, and Eric played really well both nights. You know, so he has that history. Matt has obviously been on a really hot streak. He was really good on Friday night, and, you know, gave us an opportunity 2-1, you know, halfway through that third period on Friday night when it really didn't deserve to be a 2-1 game. I think he may have been a little bit tired on Saturday when the game began. Wasn't quite as sharp at the beginning. I thought he was better as the game went on. But, you know, he got a chance to get a feel for that building, and I think that will help him this weekend. Are we going to play one guy all weekend? I don't know yet. We don't have to make that decision yet.
Good, thanks.
As a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star one.
Coach, thank you for your time and best of luck in the tournament.
Thank you.